Kum lene la blad gemara. Daf ayin ches amad aleph. I'm going tofshin ayin ches. You see the... Yeah. Two lines at the top. Torah I'm gelent. He koyu asoda b'ni odom, he koyu asoda b'ni odom. 10 people hit somebody by asoda makles. Each one hit him with a stick. Umeis and he died. Bein b'vasachas. Whether all 10 hit him in unison. Bein b'zeh achazeh. Whether it was in succession. Tudin yapote, because none of them killed him completely. Each one only killed him partially. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, I mean, b'zeh achazeh. If it was done in succession, ha'achar and chayiv, the one who actually killed him is chayiv. Why? Mipnei shekidiv es misasa. He's the one who killed him. Amar Rabbi Yechina says, u'shneyen mikra echadoshu. They both dash in the very same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, v'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. If a person hits any, what's it called? Kol seems to be superfluous. Could have just said a person killed somebody. What do you mean kol nefesh adam? Is a rabbanan savri kol nefesh, the entire. Kol means entire. Adi ika kol nefesh, only if you killed an entire person. But here there were 10 people, therefore you're not chayiv. Rabbi Yehudim said, there's a kol nefesh, kol du nefesh. It doesn't matter, kol means kol du. Any part. Even though they, but if they all hit it at the same time, how can you kill them? Because it wasn't one person that killed them. Says ish in singular, but if it was in succession, the last person is the one who killed him. Omar Rava says Rava Hakol Moedim, like this. Everyone agrees. Behoide gets a treif if you killed somebody who already was going to die anyway. Shehi potter, shehu potter. Then you are potter because he killed a dead man. For example, he had a puncture. Sorry, why is it? A treif is a punctured. What do you call it? Vessels or no? But it has to be more than that. Because how can you know that can survive? There are certain simonim, otherwise we'll say, David, you can always save somebody. We're not talking about a goises. A goises, we'll soon see, is different, yeah?
In that case, you bring in the death
closer. You killed, he's a dead man. No, you potter, because he's a dead man anyway. He won't live 12 months. He's definitely going to die. There's no way to recover. We're talking about a puncture in his esophagus or, in his skull.
You
tackle shouldn't. 100%.
So what's the difference between death and death? If you turn it off, you're bringing the death closer.
That's right.
So in this case, you're also bringing the death closer. And if he's not hit, you may have lived a bit more.
We're not saying you're allowed to kill the guy. We're not going to give you a miss. We're not going to kill you a miss. Yeah. Definitely a pot. So he says, if you kill a dead man, a guy who is sick and he's definitely, but he's a goises. A goises is in the last throes of his life, and then someone else killed him. Everyone agrees, you're chayiv. Because one of the reasons is the Abishah can always turn things around. It came from the Abishah can turn things around. And also, no human intervened till now. So here we see from this going here that a goises is worse than a treifa. A goises a treifa is worse than a goises. A treifa you kill him is a dead man. A goises if you kill him, you're still liable because maybe things will turn around. Even though we have a rule, roiv goises in lemisa. Loi nechelko, when they're arguing, but goises b'di adam. We're only arguing if he was somebody who became a goises through human intervention. I just because he's beaten by these people here. But they didn't kill him. They didn't make him a treifa, but he's now on his deathbed. He's man medamele a treifa. One of them compares it to a treifa, and therefore you kill the dead man, and the last guy is potter. That's rachamim. Almost you compare him to a goyse de shemayim, that you compare him to a somebody that is still a living person, and therefore the Buddha says you are chay.
When the ayin chesem love means he has a natural sickness that makes him into a goyse.
Yes. Man de medam le treif from my time le medam le goyse. We're about 15 lines from the top. The one who compares the 10 people beat him and the 10th person, we compare him to a treif. Why don't we compare him to a goyse? Somebody's naturally dying, and therefore he should be chayiv. Bidei shemayim, because goyse bidei shemayim leis aviv meis. No one did anything. It happened totally from the Eibishter. Therefore, we say the Eibishter could change things around, and therefore you are you killed somebody. You're chayiv. Hayis aviv meis. If 10 people beat him, they did something. Therefore, we compare him to a treifa. Man, the medamele le goyse shemayim. The one says no. We compare him to a goyse shemayim, and you killed, and you chayiv liable for killing. My time of damage treifa mechatche simonim. The simonim were cut up, and hala mechatche simonim could come back to life. We're up to the Gemara about 20 lines on top, where it says Tony Tana kamed rav sheshes.
There's no chance of him recovering.
Yeah, because the Simanim, but it was done. It was done. Yeah, it was something happened, physical, not some you know,
natural process.
And of course, natural, but more that nothing. There's no physical change in anatomy. Here is a physical change in anatomy. Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheisha. The Tana of Rav Sheisha is, it says, V'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam. If a person hits somebody, it says in the Braisa, Lohovi amakes chaveda. If you hit your friend, the aim boy kedei lohamis, but you didn't kill him. Ubuachav, he's a second guy, came along and now killed him, but he only killed him with the support of the first guy. Ishu chayiv. The second guy is chayiv. The second guy is chayiv. Says the Gemara. It sounds like Rabbi Huda. Says the Gemara, Ain boy kedei lohamis pshita. If the first guy didn't kill him, of course the second guy killed him. What's the chiddush? Eliyesh boy kedei lohamis. What happened was the first guy hit him and he could have killed him, but he didn't. He gave him a wound that pretty much knocked him out, but didn't kill him. Ubo acha behemisa. Another guy came along and actually did kill him. Shehu chayiv. The second guy is chayiv. Why? According to Chachamina Chayiv, because there's two people together that killed him, and the second, therefore, it says kol nefesh, being a Thai person. This followed Rabbi Huda Mesayda, that even if you kill whoever killed him, even though he only did a little bit with the help of the other guys before you, you're still a murderer. The second person, because he killed him. According to Chachamim, the second person is not a murderer because it's a combination of two people. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, ha-hoyre ges ha-treifa potter. If somebody kills a treifa, you are potter. If you kill a person that already we knew that he's not going to live, you're potter. Treifa shahorag bifnei bezin. If a treifa killed someone right in front of the eyes of a bezin, chayiv. He is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? L'chayiv is a dead man already. He's chayiv because we have a pasuk which we'll soon see. Will be arta harami kibecha. You saw the evil. You have to get rid of him. Abishalay bifnei bezin. But if it was not done in front of Bezin, now you're bringing a court case and you're bringing witnesses and all that, potter. Why if it's in, why if the guy killed not in front of Bezin, you're bringing Bezin, he's potter? Because witnesses who are coming to testify against him are Eidus She'i'at Yochel Hazima. Remember, the only way witnesses are good is when he checks and balances. What's the checks and balances for witnesses? That if they turn out to be liars, then they will get killed. But if they try to kill a dead man, we won't kill them, because we just learned before that if you're killing a dead man, you're not chayiv. So these are aiders that can never be, no checks and balances. No checks and balances, we don't accept such aidim. But if you're in front of the eyes of Bezin, then Bezin knows what happened, and be'arta ro mikibecha. The Mer explains, b'ifnei Bezin, my time chayiv, why you chayiv, chsiv, be'arta ro mikibecha. You have to get rid of the ra, mikibecha. However, shaloi b'ifnei Bezin potter. But if not in front of Bezin, you're potter. Why? The havela aiders, she'i'ati yochel hazimai. Aiders that you cannot find.
Yeah,
the whole aiders.
Can't accept it.
Right? Exactly. No checks and balances, it's not credible witnesses. V'omer, Rabbi says, Rabbi, hareveya es atreifa. What about if somebody had relations with another male, but the male was a dead man anyway? Because he'll live 12 months and that's it. He's not going to live more than that. He has a cut esophagus. Not doctors. This is only halacha. We don't care what the doctors say. Halacha says only certain sickness. We said before, goises, if you kill him, you're chayiv misim. The doctor says he's not going to live. He's dying. He's on his deathbed. Doesn't matter. Things can always change.
What's the explanation? Treifa.
Treifa means literally. Treifa means cut. Literally means cut.
Cut. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So what's torn is the esophagus. The skull, the membrane around the skull, the protection, the skull itself, to protect the brain. Okay. So we know for sure he's going to die. There's nothing you can do.
It's like an animal. When you call an animal a treifa, there's certain things that it has to have to be defined as a treifa.
Yeah.
Punctured windpipe or lung or whatever.
Okay. So haroyveh is a treifa. If one man had relations with another man, but the other man was a treifa, chayiv, you're still chayiv. The fact is that an act happened, so therefore you did not act a crime. What about treifa shirava? We're talking about one guy did it by force, the other guy was a victim. What about the person who was reveh was actually a treifa, which halachically, legally, is a dead man. So again, bifnei bezin, the bezin witnessed it, and chayiv could get rid of the evil. Shaloi bifnei bezin, but not in front of bezin potter. Bifnei bezin chayiv chibi avdim kecha. But shaloi bifnei bezin potter. Why is it potter? Because even the eidim turned out to be liars. Nothing can happen to them because they try to kill a dead man. Sorry?
When it says bifnei
not a location. The bezin happened to be standing outside. Three people, 23 people. Exactly. So we learned before that, this expression. No, 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 dain is if you act as an aid, then you cannot be a dain. But we have in Rosh Hashanah,
so if the dayanim themselves witness the incident, they don't need any aid.
That's right. They saw it.
And do they have to be choker each other?
No. That's the thing. The more you do that, you turn to aidim. The havela aidus shiat yochel zima. These are aiders that can never be found liars.
It just turns the whole process of a Beis Din on its head, doesn't it?
It's true. The whole idea of a Beis Din is that the people, they haven't seen it. People come and tell them a story.
They have to judge based on the evidence.
So then you have to prove the veracity of the evidence. But if they themselves saw it, there's nothing to talk, prove. Says Yimar Asul Lamali, it's the same case. What's the same principle? What are you telling me again? Hainu hach, the chidish is ha-reveye es ha-treife itzche. The chidish is if you reveye the treife. I would have thought lehevi commander mishamish meis. I would have thought that since the victim is somebody who's going to die anyway, he's a dead person. Since legally he's a dead person, then physically a dead person. So there's no pleasure. There's no aveda. Really potter. It should be potter. Kamashalon. The fact is, even though legally he's a dead man, but physically he's not a dead man. So therefore, the act still happened. But yishlehano, and therefore you're liable. Vamar Rav says Rav.
Islay means the reveya or the nirva.
The reveya, Who cares about the nirva?
Who's the treifa? I'm so confused.
There's two cases.
So the treifa is the nirva.
Sorry, say it again.
Hareveya is hatreifa. So the treifa is the nirva.
In this case, yes.
So what are we saying? The islay hano. What's
the reveya? Because the reveya has no hano, then there's nothing. The din is if you have tashmish with a dead woman. I'll explain to you. If you have tashmish, the married woman who's dead. Or with a zocher who's dead, you're not chayv. Okay, we had a gemara a few times about what happened. You're not chayv. Okay. It's only, but so we would have thought the legally dead is like practically dead, and therefore it's irrelevant. When it comes to this act, the act itself doesn't matter, but legally he's dead. The fact is he's alive. There's no hanor to the nirba, as we learned before, that Mishalev is like a chayv.
Not really oil of a das. I find it difficult to
If you know the nitty gritty, there's today a lot of people can talk to about these things. V'amar Rava says Rava. Eidim sheheidu betreifa. Witnesses that testified about a treifa. The huzmu, and they were found liars, ain't that rugged, because they tried to kill a person who's legally dead anyway. What about eidei treifa? What about the eidim themselves, the two people who were treifas, that they're not going to live?
So can their eidus stand?
No, a second. So huzmu, they were found liars. Then neherogin, they'll get killed. Why would they get killed? L'cheida, they were dead people because bi'ar tohara mikibecha. Ravashi says, I feel like eidei treifa shehuzmu, ain't erog, they don't get killed. You know why? L'fisha einan b'zayim me'zayimin. Because these eidei treifa were found liars by a second pair. That second pair, there's no checks and balances. Because that second pair tried to kill dead people. Even they turned out to be liars, the second pair, nothing's going to happen to them. Because who they tried to kill the first pair of eidei, who were dead people. Therefore, there's no checks and balances.
So therefore, you can never kill the first pair.
That's right. Therefore, we won't accept the first pair. But Amar Rav says Rav.
Have the health checked everyone who comes for ages?
I guess so. Be a doctor's note. But Amar Rav says Rav. Shoyr treifa. Roy people are not treifa. Remember, it's only if we know for sure it's treifa. But Amar Rav says Rav. Shoyr treifa. If the shoy belongs to a shoy itself, that's treifa shahara that killed chayiv. Because still, you have to get rid of the damage. But the shoy shel adam treifa. The owner is a treifa. Potter, shaharag potter, my timer, or makros. And the pasuk has show you a sokol kill the shoy with gambail of yumas and kill the owner. The kolheicha de karina with gambail of yumas. If you can kill the owner, if the owner would have committed a crime, then you would kill the owner. Therefore, then karina be shoy sokol, he killed the shoy. Kolheicha de lo karina be gambail of yumas. If the owner would have done this crime, he wouldn't have been killed. Then lo karina shoy sokol. Because we learn, but since a person treifa, if it would be a case of a court case, didn't do it in front of Bezin, couldn't get killed. So the same thing over here, cannot get killed. Why can't it get killed? Because the Edim, even the liars, nothing happens to them. So over here also, nothing happens to the Shoyer. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, no, I feel the Shoyer treifa now, me Shoyer pot. Even the Shoyer itself is a treifa, he won't do anything to it. You know why? My time, why? Kivon di ilu bailim treifa. If, for example, the bailim would have killed, you wouldn't do anything to the Bailim because we cannot try him. Shernami Potter, the Shur is also Potter because we compare him to Mrs. Bailim. In the Mishnah, we had a case where if you incited a dog against somebody, I'm only a cause and I'm Potter. And if I incited a snake and the snake bit somebody, I'm potter. But if I'm holding on to the snake and I bite somebody, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chayv Chomze potter. What's going on here? If you want, I can explain to you the argument as follows. The aras nochas, the venom of a snake, bein shinavu oimid, is right there in the forefront between his teeth. So therefore, when I'm holding on a venomous snake and I'm putting the venomous snake on your hand, as if I'm using a dagger and stabbing you. Leficha makish b'saif, as if I'm hitting you with a knife, I'm chayv. V'nochas potel, sorry. Who oimid, leficha makish, what's that word? That's as if I'm biting with the sword itself. I'm chayv, but v'nochesh potter v'chomim. And what about the v'chomim say you potter? Aras nochesh ma'atzmek. They hold that the venom of the snake is not in the forefront; it's somewhere inside the body. You put the snake on the hand. There's no venom there yet, and then the snake produces the venom and bites you. So therefore, I'm just a cause. Yeah, l'fichah nochesh b'skila v'amechesh potter. The nochesh itself it gets killed, but the mech is the one who held the snake is potter. Says the Mishnah, Makas Chaver, if you hit your friend, Bein Be'egr with a stone, Bein Be'egr with a fist. Now, in order to be Chayiv Misa, you have to do two things. First of all, I have to do it intentionally to kill, and I have to be Kedei Lahomis, that whatever I did is enough to kill you. So if I try to kill you, Vamdula Misa, and then the victim turned out to be that the Chacham said, that the doctor said, this guy's going to drop dead. The Heikel Mashoya, 2 days later, he's walking the streets. Olachem again, a week later, Hichbid Vamais. Then suddenly things turn sour again, and he dies. According to Chomim Chayiv, obviously he died because of the blow you gave him last week. Rabbi Chaim says, "Potter, Shereg Laim the Dava." That has nothing to do with that. The fact that he walked around outside afterwards, that has nothing to do with that. Says the Gemara, "Tana, we learned as Zud Dorish Rabbi Nechemia. This is the opinion of Nechemia. This is how he dashes. Im Yakum, if you stand up, he's Halab Chutz, and you're able to walk outside. Al Meshanta and the stick." Is it says in the pasuk, "Venika Hamake," that you should have that this guy who did it is innocent. All he has to do is pay, you know, for unemployment and all that. What do you mean the pasuk say that? What do you mean? If the pasuk wants to have a nikah, if you hit a guy and the guy walks around the next day, why you think I'm chayiv misa for what? This guy is walking in the street and is killed. The chiddush the pasuk is alazesh amdula misa. The doctor said he's definitely going to die. But how come he men and then things lightened up a bit? And afterwards, hirbid things turned sour again. But Mesa died. Shu potter is potter. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. But Rabbanon, what do they do with Nika Maka? What's the chiddush taka that you're innocent? If nothing happened to you, of course you're innocent. My doshim lamed shechayv shinoi soy. That after the doctor said that the guy is going to die, we imprison him. And what Nika Maka means, now we release him, we set him free. But I'm Nechemia, so by us, prison is not a punishment. To wait to see.
The offender in prison.
To see what happens. So in other words, by us, prison is not a punishment or anything else. Prison is purely to wait for the determination to see what the outcome is. But I'm Nechemia, Chavisha Menole, how does you know the concept of a prison? Yalif and Mekoshes. What did they do with the Mekoshes by Moshe Rabbeinu? They didn't know what to do with him. They locked him up. They said, Venichos of Mishma. But Rabbana Nami, Lelf and Mekoshes. Rabbana, why do they have to learn from Venikamaka? Learn from Mekoshes. Once you know whatever determination, you set him free. Mekoshes, no. Mekoshes, I would have thought back to the guy definitely, we know it's Chayim Misa. We knew that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the guy was Chayim Misa. Because Kololos or Protas Nemre Bahasin, I just didn't know what kind of Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the Kotli Maid, what kind of Misa? So different in prison. But in this case of here, we don't know the guy Bechal is Chayim Misa at all, because maybe the guy will walk out and will be able to walk tomorrow. Lafuk Hadla Yadim didn't know. That's when he's a special pasuk, that even in the case we don't know, we lock the guy up. I baktolu, he la baktolu. Does the guy chayv misa or not? But Rav Nechemia is a taka. How does he compare this to Mekoshes? Where does he know about in prison? Rav Nechemia yav lezad me megadif. Rav Nechemia lezad from a megadif. By megadif as well, the blasphemer, what happened to the megadif? They locked him up, but they didn't. And there they didn't know what to do with him. They had no idea what the punishment would be. Says Gemara, Rav Yoda. I baktolu, they know b'chal v'chayv misa, v'chavshu, and they tied him up. But Rabbanon, Megadiv, knew Taka Wangel from Megadiv, Wadelin from Nikamaka. Megadiv, Hoyroz Shahoysa. The whole thing was a unique case. We wouldn't learn from there at all. Why? Because they never knew about this whole thing here at all. What exactly was the Hoyroz Shah, the fact that he went to prison? The fact that he committed evader, they knew already, but they didn't know that he go to prison. So the fact that he was told to go to prison doesn't prove that you can learn other things from there. Maybe the whole idea of prison, there was a Hoyroz Shah. Yeah. or Rashi learned that the Rosh was b'chal to kill him. At the time he learned, Yodeya ha'ya Moshe Rabbeinu Benjamin, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shama Koshiv Misa, Mekoshiv Chai Misa, Shanema Tzed, Mechala Mosh Jumas. Ella Bad, lo yodei, didn't know, be'ezim misnetic, what kind of Misa, he gets killed. Shanema says, ki loy poidash, they didn't know what they should do with him. Ava Megadif loy nema boy, but Megadif had no idea. Ella Fadish shlehem api Hashem, they had no idea what to do with him. Shlo ha'ya Moshe Yodei, imu ben Misa kolikar. Yidchal didn't know if he's Chai Misa, im lav. Okay, now I'm asking a question. That if the doctor said he'll definitely die and then things lighten up, and then it turned out that he died anyway, he is potter. This is what it says. And there are two extra posses, there are two psukim regarding assessment. One is two cases. The two cases there to tell you that he's potter. One is the doctor said he's going to die. And he lived. So that's case. In other words, if only had one pasuk telling you left to put him in jail and see what's going on. If only had one pasuk, we would say that it's talking about a case where the doctor said he'll die and he came out innocent. Okay. The chad and the other pasuk, even a bigger chiddush. Amdu lemisa, they said he'll die. The hekel, and things became easier. And then he died. You still go free. Fine. El rabbanon treunu lomli, when he took pasukim to tell you that according to Bonon, if things turn worse, he gets killed. So there's only one case where he's exempt, where they thought he'll die, and then it turned out to be that he didn't. So what are you talking for? Chadam du lemisa v'chaya. One of them is that if they said he'll die and he didn't die, fine. And the other one, v'chad amdu lechayi v'meis. What happened? The doctor said, nah, he's going to live. And then it turned out he died. He is potter. That's a chiddush. That's what you need to possibly. We're not going to say it's for him.
How do you touch umdu? Is it assessment?
Yeah. But I'm dua lechayim v'mes letzodekron. Mechemi says in such a case we don't need a pasuk that if they thought he'll live and then eternally die, you don't need a pasuk. You know why? Shadi yotzeh bebezin zakai. If the doctor said that he's going to live, it's as if the bezin said this guy, you're free, you're scot free because this guy that you just beat up over there, he's going to live. And we have a rule: once the bezin double jeopardy, once a bezin sentenced someone that he's innocent, the bezin cannot try him again for the same case. Once you go out of Bezin Zakai, we cannot try you again.
But still
once
they have the injury, right? The Nezek Tzari Pushev is
yeah. Cautious. Rashi says
we're just talking about the Chiyuv. That's right. The
exactly. That's how Rashi learns his argument.
Why can't he run? So they'll just put him in the city of refuge.
He didn't kill anybody. Why should he didn't kill him.
He injured him.
Once the doctor said that your bunch didn't kill him, doesn't matter what happens afterwards. Tana Bar, we learned. But yeah, you still have to pay his unemployment benefits and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, what I already learned, Hamak is Chaveri, hit your friend, Vamdul, and he said, and the best determined that he's going to die. Vachoya, he lived, Paiter, Noisa, he goes free. Amdul, and Misa, they said he'll die. And Vahokil, and Masha, how your things got easier. And then, Oimdin, Oisa, Oimid, Shani, Lamaman. So now we have to assess. Okay, but you definitely caused him sickness. The fact is you did harm him. So now you have to pay all the different compensations, exactly. For his unemployment benefits and his medical bills and all that kind of stuff. And what happens if afterwards things turn sour and he died? We had a machlek in the Mishnah, and the Chemi says, what it means is that we, the way that we continue with the assessment, even though he died, you still have to pay compensation. Even in the Chemia, you pay compensation. You don't get killed for it, but you pay compensation. Chachamim say, no, ein oimed achar oimed. Chachamim say that if afterwards he died, we say what? That you we kill you. And if you don't have compensation, because we're going to kill you. Remember Chachamim say that if the doctor said he'll die, then things improved. And then he died a week later, we're going to attribute back to the first thing. Because the doctor already said that he's going to die, and you get killed. Okay. That's exactly what the Mishnah. The Chiddush in this Braisa is that according to Amnei Chemi, you pay at least money. Compensation. According to Chomim, since you're getting killed, you don't pay. Tani, Eagle, another Braisa, Amdu, Lemisa, they assess that he'll die. Oimdim, Oisai, Lechayim, then we saw things got better. That's it. Even though things get worse afterwards, he's exempt. What about Lechayim? The doctor said he's going to live. And then he died. We don't say, oh, we made a mistake in our first prognosis. Yeah. And Yechayim. No, once the doctor said, you're potter. Amdu l'misa v'hakel masha haya. If they assess it, he'll die, and then things improve. So now we do an assessment, second assessment for how much compensation there should be. And afterward, things turn sour, and the guy died. Mishalom, you pay nezik v'tzar l'yoshim. You pay the damage to the yoshim, we don't kill you. Now, question as follows. Okay, I got a compensation, he could have had a job. Had a job when? The moment before I heard him, he was a healthy person. And then I heard him, the doctor said he's all right. And then he'll live, he's all right. And then when things turn sour, a week later, when do you assess the compensation? A week later, now that he died? And the chilek is, initially he was a healthy man, and now he was already a sick man anyway, so my compensation would be a lot less. From the time when you hit him the first time, even though it's a week later. The stomach of the chemi, follow
the
formula. That's right. Exactly. When he was a healthy person, that's how we assess a healthy person. Next Mishnah. Now this Mishnah tells you the rule that you have to have intention to kill. We'll do part of the Mishnah. You have to have intention to kill, and the thing that you did was enough to kill him. So the Mishnah, Niskavin, Lada Gesab, hey, I intended to kill an animal, Vahara Gesab, Adam, I killed a person. I intended to kill a Goy Vahara, I guess I killed a Yid. Then the Fayla Vahara Gesab, and Kayyam, I was intending to kill a fetus, I wouldn't have lived. And instead I killed a person that lived. In all these cases, I had no intention of killing someone that you're not allowed to kill. Niskavin, Laha Koysal, Musnav, I had intention to hit him on his loins. Over here, I had intention to hit him, but Vallah, Hayyabek De Lahamis. In the first three cases, what I did was enough to kill, but I didn't intend to kill a person. Here, I definitely intended to for this person, but not to kill him. I was going to hit him in the loins, and this punch would not hurt him, it wouldn't kill him. But instead, I missed, and I hit him in the heart. But in the heart, it was enough, that blow, the same strength that I could have hit in the loins, would not have killed him, and the heart would have killed him, and it did kill him. Again, here, unintentional. I'm potter. What about this gavin lahakoyse aliboy? If I wanted to hit you in the heart, v'hoyeboy k'del hamis. Okay, so I intended to kill you, and there's enough to kill you. You know what happened? The whole chalal must have. And I went, I gave you a blow on the loins, but in the loins, this does not have the strength to kill you. But you were somehow or another so vulnerable that I killed you. So even though the act that I did, here I had intention to kill you. I wanted to kill you. I wanted to hit you in the heart. But I have bad aim. And I hit you in the loins. But the blow in the loins should not have killed you. But some reason or another did kill you. So the act was not enough to kill you. I'm potter. Or al Muslim, I want to hit you in the loins of a mace. So if I have al Muslim, will make you die, potter. Niskavin lahak is a god. I want to hit an adult. And this blow would not have killed him. As a god. But he went to a cotton. But that blow could have killed him. Again, I had no intention of killing the person that I intended. So again, it's lacking in intention. As I cut, I wanted to hit let the cotton. V'meis the kid died. Potter. Niskavin lahak is the cotton. You want to kill the hit the miner. V'hoyu b'nei lahamis the cotton. It's enough to kill the cotton. But this blow was not going to kill a godl, right? So here v'hoyu v'hol chol al godl. V'lahoyu b'nei lahamis the godl. And it went on the godl. I wanted to kill, but the wrong person. And it went on the godl, and it should not have killed the godl. But v'meis he died. Potter. But in this case, I wanted to hit Reuven on his loins, and it was enough to kill him. It was enough to kill him. So I had intention, and the blow could have was a fatal. But instead of hitting him on the loins, a bad aim, I hit him in the heart and died. So here, I had intention to kill, the blow was a killer, but just landed in the wrong part of the body. Because I carried out my intention, even though it was what's the difference between the loin or the heart. This gavin lahak is a godl.
The intention is more important than.
But the intention is the person. I got the right person. But what about here? The person changed. This gavin lahak is a godl. But the law is a godl. I intended to kill Reuven, an adult, and the blow was fatal. It could have been fatal. But the whole chalak cotton is a different person. But v'meis. So I had intention to kill, and the woo and the power was in there to kill, but I killed the wrong person. Chacham say yichayiv because he did both things, even though it's a different person.
So why is the nafkim in a godl and cotton?
A different person. Well, because we're following the train, not here makes no difference.
I'm saying it could be too
early. Makes no difference. You're right. But we're just following the pattern of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon disagrees. He and the Lach Rav Shimon. Afilun is kaven lahadigazev, a hardigazev potter. We learn from a passing in the Gemara that not only the blow, the intention, the blow, but the intention has to be for the person as well, the right person as well. Otherwise, you are potter. So he argues in all the cases. The Mishnah will continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.